them or the children.
That's
to
right.
Pray with them. What do you put in the top of a bottle?
A stopper. They used to put cork stoppers, but now they just put sometimes it's just a plastic cup people throw in a bottle.
I see. What is a little musical something you play at your mouth?
A harp. Some of them use harp.
Oh, I see. What about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang? That's the same thing?
That's the same thing I would use harp.
Oh, yes, I see. What do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
Well, if you have a wagon and two horses, what is a long wooden piece between the horses?
The tongue.
The tongue. You, if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
chains.
The shaft. You certainly remember all of that. Well, that's an advantage in having lived on the farm, isn't it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The steel outside of a wagon wheel, what is that called?
It's called the brim.
Well, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
You call it the sanger tree.
Oh, yes, I see. Now, on the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree, just as you called it. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
A double sanger tree.
Oh, I see. What would you say that somebody's doing when he is filling up his wagon at the woodlot and taking it to the house, unloading it, and filling it up again?
Well, I think it would be, well, we used to call it hauling wood. We used to call it that.
I imagine you had to haul it quite a bit.
That's right.
During the winter.
That's right.
And did you have to haul it any other seasons of the year for any other purposes?
Well, yes. At that particular time, they used wood stoves, you know. And they would have to have stove wood, and of course, they would cut that up in cords, and while the men's was, had to run off because they worked on the farm, they would get this wood all cut for the summer and all piled up, and only thing you had to do was carry it in the house.
I see. That's really interesting. Well, suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and what? Get out of the way. A big log that you couldn't carry, you'd tie a rope to it and...
I would drag it out.
It would be necessary to drag it, wouldn't it? Now, what do you break the ground with in the spring?
Well, back they used to have what they would call turning fly that they would break up the land. But as time moved on, we have now that we have machinery to do that work.
That's it. After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer? Even finer?
Well, you use a rake and a cutter, a harrowing cutter.
What is it that the wheel of a wagon fits onto?
The wheel of a wagon fits onto the axle.
Well, what do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths? You talked about stove wood a while ago. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay the log across to chop it into stove lengths?